DeepEnglish.com. Turning points in history, past continuous. Roosevelt was keeping a grueling pace, giving speeches all over the country. He was giving 15 to 20 speeches a day. What kind of pace was he keeping? He was keeping a grueling pace. How many speeches was he giving a day? He was giving 15 to 20 speeches a day. People were saying he was long-winded. What were people saying about him? People were saying he was long-winded. He was giving a speech on October 14, 1912, when something extraordinary happened. Was he giving a speech in November? No, he wasn't giving a speech in November. He was giving a speech in October. Roosevelt was leaving the Gilpatrick Hotel. He was stepping into his open-air car. Where was he leaving? He was leaving the Gilpatrick Hotel. What was he stepping into? He was stepping into his open-air car. A mentally ill man named James Schrank was hiding within the crowd. Who was hiding within the crowd? A mentally ill man named James Schrank was hiding within the crowd. Schrank was hearing the voice of President McKinley telling him to kill Roosevelt. Was Schrank hearing a voice? Yes, Schrank was hearing a voice. Whose voice was he hearing? He was hearing the voice of President McKinley. What was the voice telling him to do? The voice was telling him to kill Roosevelt. Roosevelt was standing up from inside the car when he was shot. Was Roosevelt standing up inside the car or outside the car when he was shot? Roosevelt was standing up from inside the car when he was shot. He was raising his hat over his head to wave to the crowd when Schrank aimed his gun at Roosevelt's head. What was he raising over his head? He was raising his hat over his head. Why was he raising his hat over his head? He was raising his hat over his head to wave to the crowd. Instead of hitting his head, the bullet was landing in the center of Roosevelt's chest. Where was the bullet landing? The bullet was landing in the center of Roosevelt's chest. Roosevelt was putting his hand to his chest to check for blood. What was he putting to his chest? He was putting his hand to his chest. Why was he putting his hand to his chest? Roosevelt was putting his hand to his chest to check for blood. He was feeling blood on his fingers. Who was feeling blood on his fingers? Roosevelt was feeling blood on his fingers. He was then putting his hand to his mouth to check for blood. Why was he putting his hand to his mouth? He was putting his hand to his mouth to check for blood. When he felt none, he was thinking that the bullet had not entered his lungs. Why was he thinking that the bullet had not entered his lungs? He was thinking the bullet had not entered his lungs because he felt no blood from his mouth. His staff was trying to take him to the hospital, but he was refusing to go. He was pressing on to the next stop. Where was his staff trying to take him? His staff was trying to take him to the hospital. Was he refusing to go? Yes, he was refusing to go. He was beginning his next speech by comparing himself to a bull moose. He was speaking for 55 minutes before being taken to a hospital. What was he comparing himself to? He was comparing himself to a bull moose. How long was he speaking before being taken to a hospital? He was speaking for 55 minutes before being taken to a hospital.